Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today, and I'm joined in the studio with Gigi Arnetta and Leanne McAdoo. I'm going to be joined in this hour with Alex Jones and Anthony Gucciardi is going to be coming up in the next segment. We're going to be talking about the increasing buzz in Washington about Obama becoming a dictator. We've got law professors. We've got people from long-standing reputable think tanks that usually take a very conservative approach, even though, of course, they're partisan. And we have congressmen pointing out that if Obama can just suspend laws like immigration laws arbitrarily, then he can, of course, suspend the election laws. That's a story on InfoWars right now. And we were just talking before the break with Gigi Arnetta about the different approach that our former CIA lieutenant governor here in Texas, David Dewhurst, has towards immigration control. What's he proposing to do?
Oh, 60 million more he wants for the Border Patrol. He wants to have this incredible, as he calls it, saturation. But what he left out, and McGraw actually pointed out, is that he had search and seizures of cars in this three-week awesome operation that they had. So He's not talking about that. But McGraw saying, "Oh no, we're not going to do that this time. We're not going to." And the thing is we've done reports. InfoWars has reported before on Border Patrol, and they're just standing there. You know, people just come on in.
Well, we have this situation now in America where they're not really
just come on in.
Yeah, there we are up there on the video. We got a guy just riding across the border, the Rio Grande. There, we've got this situation now in the U.S. where once they find somebody that's an illegal immigrant, they don't even bother to send them back. And yet we have this constitution-free zone within about 100 miles of the border where they're pulling people over and
asking them for their ID.
Getting intrusive, exactly. You know, just ordinary people stopping us in traffic. And it's like they did in Nazi Germany. That's always been the hallmark of tyranny, to stop people and ask them for identity papers.
Oh, and the thing is he's wanting to, you know, the $60 million is nothing to sniff at. That's a lot of money, and you know, who's going to pay for that? Although I have to say, there's a quote I'd like to give you, a Dewhurst quote here. It says that he said, "When we get through with the final price tag, I'm going to send an invoice to President Obama." So,
well,
kind of.
There we go. Well, he can pay that with all of those.
The taxpayers.
Yeah. They can borrow the money and send that to Texas, I guess. But I guess getting back to the point where if he's going to beef it up and saturate it, that means that they're going to do even more of these police state tactics that they've been doing. And it's not, growing up looking at these Nazi Germany thing, it was always a hallmark when they went into a country and they occupied it and they would stop people on the sidewalk and they would say, "Your identity papers, please," all this stuff. Right. You even see it with the remakes of Red Dawn, okay? Mm-hmm. How do they depict tyranny? Well, of course, everybody knows how you depict tyranny. You stop people when they're going about not doing anything. You make them guilty. You make them prove their identity to you, and you collect their papers. So they have checkpoints where they're looking at people's identity papers. That's the archetype for tyranny, and that's what they're doing throughout Texas and elsewhere. Ron Paul and others have said, if you're going to block the borders, if you're going to turn it into a police state at the border, understand that's going to be used against you as well.
Right, and Rob Dew pointed out he was actually there taking that footage of the guy crossing back and forth over the Rio Grande, and the cops that were there were actually ticketing. They weren't ticketing the people coming back and forth across the border. They were ticketing the young students, the young law students that were there at the hot springs. Mm-hmm. So because they knew that they could, you know, get their quota met and get paid off by these college kids. So they're not beefing up Border Patrol to stop, you know, illegal immigration.
Everything is a head fake. It's just like, we're going to raise your minimum wage by 50%, but oh, by the way, we're going to double the gas tax that you pay the feds.
Keep track of your miles.
Well, and that's why they raise, you know, Obama's like, we're going to raise the minimum wage, is because they need those low-income people to pay off their Obamacare premiums. Like, it's not to help you. It's just like, okay, sorry, I've implemented this new tax and this new law, so we need to make sure you can pay it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We got Gigi Arnetta and Leanne McAdoo, part of the staff of Prison Planet TV, and you can support that operation with a subscription, and you can get a Christmas special right now, only $39.95. So help support the operation. We're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi, and we're going to be talking about Obama and his new role as dictator, as people are increasingly seeing him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
To us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Alex will be joining us later in the show. Right now I'm joined in the studio with Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLeak. Been a lot of news breaking today. We've got China saying that they would love to create a Death Star on the moon. That's a story that's on InfoWars from Paul Joseph Watson. And, of course, Obama is going around talking about how he wants to raise the minimum wage to help the working poor, even though it's his, quote-unquote, affordable health care that's causing most of the working poor to lose their full-time jobs. And, of course, doubling the federal tax on gasoline, at the same time adding a new tax to track people the number of miles that they drive. That's something that's not really going to help out the working poor too much, is it, Anthony?
No, absolutely not. And more
specifically, this new major story that Obama, his powers are so unprecedented that even congressmen now are saying Obama is enacting dictatorial powers by saying that, yes, I'll follow some laws, but overall, I'll do anything I want.
Yeah.
And the key thing here is, some of the Congress people are saying he could become a dictator. You know, he could choose to suspend election terms and everything like that. But the reality is he's already enforced dictatorial powers.
Yes.
We have proof of that. Right now, we're going to go over it, specifically what he's done. So if someone ever comes up to you and you're in a debate or you need to show someone what's going on, this is the key.
That's right.
Obama has already said the Constitution doesn't matter. He has already used dictator-style powers to go ahead and do anything he wants. And they do it with this straight face. Mm-hmm. And they act like it's no big deal, from the NSA spying on you at all times to the DHS saying you have no constitution, literally.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this over and over again and getting away with it because the people aren't freaking out enough about it. And even when they do, Obama just gets away with it. So why can't he suspend the election? Why can't he say, okay, I'll run again? You know, why can't he do anything? He could literally declare himself a dictator today and probably get away with it if we let him. That's why we need to push this into the actual news and make it a headline. But go ahead.
Absolutely. Look at just the Indefinite Detention Act, where he signed that midnight on a New Year's Eve holiday. Said, don't worry, I'm not going to use it. But I mean, that was totally unconstitutional to start with, to say that they could pick up people and not charge them with anything and hold them indefinitely as part of the NDAA. So we see an infrastructure of tyranny that's being built, but he's actually ignoring laws that are already in place. I mean, it's not, some of this stuff is an infrastructure that he's building, which can and will be used either by him or by other presidents. But there's other areas where he's actually already violating the law.
Every single time they say, don't worry, this is just for this thing. We're not going to use it for this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the TSA now going to football stadiums. Every single time they say that, it's a guaranteed 100% lie, and it's the opposite of the truth. Look at example. The Department of Homeland Security said that, you know, they're going to look at the border to specifically combat, you know, immigration crimes and everything like that, the drug trade, and pass it off as this good thing. Then they come out and say 100 miles from the border, including oceans,
yes,
everything within 100 miles of the border is a constitution-free zone. The Fourth Amendment does not exist. The Constitution does not exist because it's on a border of the United States, which is complete bogus. I have an image here. If we could get a shot where it shows this 100-mile border. A 100-mile border that suffocates cities like Houston and, you know, cities like Los Angeles and Philadelphia and Tampa, Florida, and St. Petersburg, Florida. That's not the border of the United States, but they still say it is. So they can get away with anything. On this border, you don't have a constitution. We're only a couple hours away from these constitution-free zones. And Obama permits this and supports it, and the DHS reviewed itself and said it's 100% constitutional, because don't worry, it's a border. And that's just one of the many things that Obama has supported, shows 100% dictatorial powers against the Constitution, against the people, and we should just give them another term.
Well, if you're going to set it up at 100 miles, why not make it 200 miles or 500 miles or 1,000 miles and call that a border? I mean, you let them set up this arbitrary border, and as we heard in the last segment, Rob Dew was saying, Leanne related the story about what Rob Dew saw at the border when he was there with Alex, filming people going back and forth freely, and the border people were not doing anything about it. The authorities were not doing anything about that. Instead, what they were doing was harassing American citizens over petty violations over on the other side. They were totally ignoring that law, and that's how selectively they're enforcing it.
Let's just put it like this. I needed to renew my passport, and I was told by the people down at the Capitol building, if only you were an illegal immigrant, you'd be way quicker. I mean, they don't even care. They only target us, the actual law-abiding citizens, over and over again.
That's right.
This goes to it's kind of like the general public is a pinata, and Obama has this massive aluminum bat, and he's just whacking it, and the candy's coming out every single time, just destroying the Constitution. Every hit is a strike against freedom and liberty. And if he can get away with it, the whole pinata is just going to break open into a bunch of candy, and they're all going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what then? The thing is, we have to actually do something, and we can push this into the media. That's what this segment is about, going over the blatant crimes of the Obama administration and Obama himself and saying, hey, you know, he already is a dictator. We can get him on this. We can actually go ahead and forward this saying, hey, we don't want a dictator. We don't want this. And guess what? We have control. Here's one. Obama gives himself control of all communication systems in America. Specifically, he used an executive order This is from RT. It's all over the news.
And those have exploded under Obama.
Yeah, this was back in 2012. He used an executive order to give the federal government control of all communication systems. Of course, they say, you know, it's an emergency. They say he signed an executive order on Friday allowing the White House to control all private communications in the country in the name of national security. He released his latest executive order on Friday, July 6th, a 2,000-word statement offered as the assignment of national security and emergency preparedness communications functions. And here it is. For TV viewers, the actual executive order on the White House website. So executive orders have been abused over time to give someone dictatorial power in the face of opposition from Congress, which is increasingly, as they're admitting, becoming irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that that individual Zimmerman wrote an article, and I believe it was the Washington Times, saying that we should give Obama another term and that we should eliminate term limits and sure. Obama should be a dictator forever. Well, he was looking at the history of the United States back to Washington and saying that, yeah, all these good people would have, look how good it would have been if Washington could have been president for longer and all those things. He really needs to look back to Rome.
Yeah.
And we're facing a Caesar-type scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The Roman rulers were actually given certain terms of power until, you know, individuals like Caesar came along and became absolute dictators. Sure, if George Washington was maybe a president for another term, that might be a good thing. But then you're skewing the lines of the Constitution, skewing the lines of reality, saying, sure, one good person can come along, but what about that one corrupt person that's in power for hundreds of years? Mm-hmm. Everything the founders understood about Roman history and incorporated it into this country is now being backpedaled on. And they're saying, but we've had it so good for so long, everything's going to be fine, as they're completely dismantling the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment, using executive orders to control all communications over and over again, saying you don't live in a constitution area, stripping your Fourth Amendment rights, and we're supposed to believe that and allow him to prove himself in another term. And he's going to probably do it. You made
the analogy to Rome. I think the point at which our Caesar crossed the Rubicon really was with the Patriot Act. And we see with that, and of course that was our predecessor, but each successive president... This is not a partisan political thing, and people need to understand that this is very deep. It's into the entire infrastructure of the bureaucracy. It's the long-range planning of the corporations that are running this. Obama is far worse than any of the presidents before him, but I think we're going to continue to see, regardless of which party it is, we're going to continue to see this get worse and worse each time because we've allowed them to lay the infrastructure for tyranny, to assert that we are in a war on terror, which is a quote-unquote worldwide war, and that includes America as a battlefield. That's a rationale for the Indefinite Detention Act. So if they can assert that we're at a war that's going to last forever with an enemy that is not really defined, then they basically have set up for themselves a carte blanche situation to pull off anything in this country.
They're building themselves a proverbial house of tyranny, and each individual president is laying about five blocks onto the house.
Yes.
And the foundation has already been set by various government organizations and private sectors. They're laying the blocks. So we're looking at the blocks and freaking out that they're building the house when the house has already been built and will be continued to build, you know, be built if we don't do something about it. And the key is... We can push this into the mainstream media, though, and make this a talking point, as we've done time and time again. Remember when Obama almost brought us into war with Syria, into a potential World War III scenario?
That's right.
Obama himself was out petitioning for it and saying we need to do it, and we need to attack Syria, even though 100% pretty much confirmed the gassings were on behalf of the Obama-backed Syrian rebels who go around and behead Christians in public squares and bathe in their blood and laugh about it. No, really good.
And of course, we had former congressmen like Kucinich saying that we're going to be the air force for Al Qaeda.
Yeah, and Lindsey Graham saying we're going to be nuked if we don't attack Syria and Iran as well.
That's right.
So we have a president now that is sparking World War III, and everyone that I talked to, I think the polls against it were 90-something% against going to war with Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he was still pushing it over and over again. I mean, that enough is reason alone. Hey, this insane dictator-style lunatic is pushing us into World War III, but that's not enough. You know, he's shilling for the NSA, talking about how great it is that they track everything we do, dismantling the Fourth Amendment. The DHS is great, and they're also destroying our Constitution at large, not even just in amendments individually. So I am saying, I'm putting forward proof that Obama is not just, you know, beginning to become a dictator and enacting dictatorial powers, but this has been ongoing for years, years and years and years. And it's time to put all this information forward and say, hey, we don't want a dictator in this country. We're not going to stand for that. You know, there's bigger issues as well, but at the same time, this is the key. If we can destroy and dismantle the system, that house will never be built.
And I think it's key that we can win on individual battles like Syria. But now we're starting to see people talk about the bigger picture, as we saw with these hearings where Jonathan Turley was there. We're going to talk about that right after we come back. Can we get beyond this left-right paradigm spectrum that they use to manipulate us? We'll be right back with Anthony Gucciardi, and Alex Jones will be calling in. Stay tuned.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Stern Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. I'm joined in studio with Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLeak. And we were just talking, Anthony, about the obvious dictatorship powers that Obama is assuming. Of course, this is something that's been going on for quite some time. We can see this happening going back very, very obviously with the Patriot Act under George Bush. And it's sad to see people that were opposing it under George Bush following into it and saying, it's okay as long as Obama's doing it. You know, he's a benevolent dictator if he's in my party. And we see the Republicans doing the same thing. The way they're playing us is with this partisanship. But we're now seeing people saying things about Obama's dictatorship that we've never seen before. And I thought this was an interesting exchange that's on a Real Clear Politics between a Republican congressman and a law professor from George Washington University, Jonathan Turley. And the congressman is Bob Goodlatte, I think is how you pronounce his name, from Virginia. And what he said was that the balance of power is not about keeping one branch of government from usurping another. He said it's about protecting the liberty of Americans from the dangers of concentrated government power. And then Turley came back and said, yeah, that's exactly, he's doing exactly what the Constitution was designed to protect. He's becoming the very danger the Constitution was designed to avoid, and that is the concentration of power in every single branch.
There's no question. And let's just put it like this. There's been a systematic configuration of tyranny over the, you know, past several, you know, presidents in a real concentrated way. And they've been building this house of tyranny, as we talked about before, each one laying a certain amount of blocks into it. But never before have we seen such a heavy concentration of just a nuclear fusion of tyranny as we have with Obama. And to put that into perspective with real hard evidence, the writer of the Patriot Act, the one that actually wrote it up, he is actually petitioning now, saying that the NSA is so out of control that not only does it violate the Constitution, but we have a serious, serious threat that he's never seen before. The guy that wrote the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. George Bush was, no question, bad, very terrible, absolutely tyrannical in many ways. Now we have Obama, who is just the capstone of this pyramid. I mean, this is, it's just, it's a
well,
whole
of course,
new level.
If we see Fast and Furious, we see Benghazi, and then even James Clapper and others lying under oath to Congress, nothing happens to anybody. No matter what crimes they commit, nothing ever happens to anybody under this Justice Department. So we're there. They've given themselves that power. I think the only hope is if people can not give someone a pass because they happen to be of the same tribe as them.
Well,
that kind of tribalism is partisan politics as well as identity politics.
That's right. And the good news is, though, at the same time, we are reaching millions of people and they are waking up and understanding all this. And the key is, you know, like a sharp razor cutting through all the rhetoric and getting to the reality of it and pushing it past through the mainstream media and understanding everything. But when we live in a world where when I go to the NSA data center in Utah and can't even go to the parking lot without getting arrested and threatened to be eaten by their dogs,
yeah,
I don't think that's a good thing. And the only, you know, mainstream media that picks it up is the Salt Lake City Tribune, and they ask me if I was trying to attack the NSA officers when I'm literally standing in a parking lot, all documented on live stream. And they said, well, were you trying to provoke them and attack them? No, I wasn't trying to provoke them and attack them. I was trying to ask them a few questions and see if I could get into this data center where they're spending billions and just having power failures and everything to see what's going on, you know, like a very bad American that I am.
Well, we saw that in Dallas as well. We saw the Dallas Morning News come out and do basically a hit piece on Alex and the InfoWars crew that was there. Instead of being angry about the fact that the Dallas city government had shut down free speech, the free exercise of free speech, and you would think that a press organization would stand up for that, but instead they attack other journalists who are protesting the attack on free speech.
Yeah, which is funny because I actually spoke to one of the journalists from the Dallas Morning News, and she seemed to be very supportive at the time, and then she went back, and I guess her boss has told her, you better not do a good story on them or you're going to be fired. So that's simply how it goes in this situation. But my thing also is seeing what people are watching on television. They embody the main characters that are presented to be cool in television. One example is this show that's really popular now called Community. And always the main character, the male in it, is always this docile, apathetic loser that is propped up and all the girls want him. So when men watch the show, or women watch the show, they see this docile male that has no care about anything. I mean, literally, in these television shows, you know, someone could be killed right next to them, or, you know, something horrible could be happening, but it's cool to not care. It's cool to be apathetic, and it's cool to go through life like a zombie and just have pure apathy. And the women in the shows gravitate towards that. Of course, in real life, it's the complete opposite, but they aspire to be that. It's cool.
And people think that they're not stupid enough to think, oh, I can't be influenced like that. That's what advertising is about. Why do you think the big mega corporations spend millions of dollars is because if they can show somebody that's beautiful using their product, that subconsciously has an effect on you. We'll be right back with Anthony Gucciardi, and Alex Jones will be calling in, so stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today. I'm joined in studio with Anthony Gucciardi. Now, we have ways that we fund our operation here. We've got Prison Planet TV, which is funded by your subscription. That's our budget there for Prison Planet TV and the nightly news. But we also have products that we sell. You know, we could do this as a government subsidy like some media operations do, or we could find a billionaire sugar daddy. But we've determined that What we're going to do is to bring you great products that are going to help you in your life, help you with the nutritional problems that we've identified, the things that we see that are environmental threats to your health, to your family's health. And we've got Anthony Gucciardi here. Now, Anthony, you've got a couple of new products that we've just put on InfoWarsLife.com that were exclusively developed for InfoWars by you and Dr. Group. Tell us about these.
Exactly right. So as many of you are probably aware, I founded NaturalSociety.com, the third largest natural health website, and I teamed up with Dr. Group. And ultimately, in what I found to be, you know, years of research and Dr. Group's multiple decades of research, one of the things I realized was that there's no supplement that rips fluoride out of the body, because we're constantly being exposed to it, even if you're not drinking tap water, mm-hmm. you're eating organic food, which oftentimes is made with sodium fluoride laden water. The mm-hmm. bread in organic products, you know, what do you think they're using to roll it all together? It's the sodium fluoride based water supply almost mm-hmm. every single time. The vegetables that you buy at Whole Foods that are sprayed with mists of water, that's tap water.
That's right.
I'm exposed to sodium fluoride on a daily basis, and you are as well, David.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was, I asked Dr. Group, could it be possible to develop a fluoride shield, a fluoride detox, fluoride cleanse product? That was in 2012. And he said, yes, it is possible. We got with Alex, and we looked into it. I mean, I think he spent just 500 hours just looking at the ingredients that could be possibly used for this. Over thousands of them, he selected about six of them that are absolutely key, with tamarind, cilantro, zeolites. The zeolites actually latch onto it so it can go out of your bloodstream. And Fluoride Shield was the result, which is exclusive to InfoWars Life. There's no other product like this.
Just started selling it, right?
Just started selling it yesterday, and we mm-hmm. have a limited supply. We will be able to get another one in 4 to 6 weeks. So you could either get it today, or you will have to wait up to 6 weeks for new products. I've been taking the test version and this version. My thing is, it tastes really good. We've been giving it to other people around here, and it not only does it taste good, but the key thing is that it actually works. Mm-hmm. And we have a breakdown on InfoWarsLife.com, Alex's video introducing it, as well as you click on Fluoride Shield, and you can read about how each individual ingredient works and what it is and everything like that. As always, non-GMO, made in the United States, vegan, not tested on animals, gluten-free, across the board, the best products we could possibly find, organically sourced and grown ingredients. And then, see, we've never done this before, but this is a dual launch, two key products. But the problem is, Supermail Vitality, we don't want to push it too hard because we only have a very, very tiny amount of this. And Supermail Vitality is, in my opinion, the key thing that's getting my health back on track when it comes to exercising. I actually, as some of you may be aware, used to really be into working out, used to really be into natural health, which I still am. But since I've been so distracted by this madness in the world, you know, I've been gaining a little weight. I've been losing my muscle mass. I used to have 17.5-inch arms. They've gone down substantially. And I was, you know, depressed for a while because I've lost all my muscle mass and everything. I've been taking the test version of Supermail Vitality for about a couple months now. And my thing is, when I wake up, I actually want to go to the gym.
That's
and
right.
that's a breakthrough for me,
yeah.
And I'm so glad that I was able to work alongside Dr. Group, bring it to Alex, you know, develop these key products. I encourage every single person to check out at InfoWarsLife.com the Fluoride Shield and Supermail Vitality, even if you can't afford to buy it at InfoWarsLife.com, even though the price is Alex absolutely asserted. Definitely said, there's no question we need to give them literally lower than the prices you guys are recommending. Over and over again, he said, I'm not going any higher, which is crazy because if you look at our production costs, you know, we're not even making that much, but he just demanded it, which was awesome, and he's a really good guy for that. But you just go to InfoWarsLife.com. You can read about the products, and also, though, there's some tips to enhancing your health naturally that don't even include these. So just go to InfoWarsLife.com, and you can read all about it. Survival, Supermail Vitality, Fluoride Shield, and then, of course, Survival Shield is also still up there, the nascent iodine.
That's great. So win-win situation, something that's good for you, help you in your with your health, and something that funds our operation. That's the way we fund our operation. InfoWars Health, InfoWarsLife.com.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, we were talking just before the break, we were talking about how they're modeling for people and how effective that is to model behavior in these programs to alter the way people think about themselves, the way they interact with people in society.
Well, you know, it's actually funny. It's related to Supermail Vitality. They are turning all the key characters on major network shows into these effeminate males
mm-hmm.
who not only don't want to have any ounce of masculinity, and then they make the women actually really attracted to that. Just look at Justin Bieber. I mean, literally the key effeminate male. He's actually pretty old. He looks like he's 10 years old. They have these television shows, though, where the main characters are apathetic, they're dumb, they're depressed, and they are complete losers by design. And then they go around, and they don't care about anything, and they don't care about the women, they don't care about their friends, they treat their friends like crap. And then the women in the show are, like, groveling to them and think, in the show, and of course, in real life, it's the complete opposite, but in the show, it makes it look like that's sexy and that's cool. So at a subconscious level, if you watch television, and it's not bad to watch a show here and there, but if you're watching television all the time, you're subconsciously soaking this in like a sponge, whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm. You're going to go out and you're going to demonstrate, you're going to project what many of those qualities as what you see on television, those cool guys on television that get all the girls. Especially,
but of course, the programmers don't want people with vitality, with energy.
No,
it's one of the reasons why they're increasing the diagnoses of ADHD, and that's why they're giving Ritalin to so many, and especially to males.
It's a multi-pronged attack.
Yes.
They want drones of zombies that mm-hmm. don't care about anything. Mm-hmm. And they want to make it cool to not care. And that's one of the reasons we're seeing massive defeats. But at the same time, waking people up and activating their brain receptors, they're coming out and being key winners in this entire fight. Then those people, if they can catch them young enough, they will give them, you know, ADD pills and Ritalin and everything like that and Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
But we are ultimately breaking through the programming, and if we can have people realize this, the subconscious will not actively engage in it in such a deep level. So if they realize when they're watching the television, oh my God, this guy's a loser. I don't want to be like this guy at all. I want to go out and be passionate. Mm-hmm. You know, look at people like Tony Robbins. You know, I'm not a huge fan or anything, but those kind of people go out and they uplift people. And, you know, some of it's good, some of it's bad. But overall, those people come out and they're successful. Why? Not even because of training programs, not even because of seminars, because they live passionately. Yeah. If you are passionate about something, you care about something, you get your health on track, you will win. You will succeed every single time if you're passionate. The sad thing is the elite are passionate.
Yeah.
We have to be 10 times more passionate.
And they're passionate to have a passive, submissive society, a society of zombies. That's really what they're trying to do. Whether they can do it with propaganda on television, modeling the behavior for people, or whether they can do it with chemicals, that's their design. They don't want competition from people.
Stifle all individuals' thought. Stifle all passion, all desire and engagement. Have people living at this like low-level, zombified state, and you will win. The way to defeat people is to care, even if it's caring about something dumb, even if it's caring about a little activity or your local area, anything, that breeds more passion and an overall passion of a nation to get rid of Obama, to impeach Obama, to fight tyranny, to reconquer liberty will meet major success.
Absolutely. Let's take a few calls here. We've got David in Kentucky. He's been hanging on for a while. He wants to talk about the police story. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What have you got? Doing good.
Well, basically, yesterday I got pulled over, and, you know, the cops wanted to check my papers. Everything came in order, and they followed me for about 2 miles trying to find a reason to pull me over because my license plate said New Mexico, where my dad owns the car, but they said the bracket was blocking New Mexico. Well, they go through their, you know, questioning of me and my fiance, and once they get to the point of saying, is there any narcotics or weapons we should know about? Of course, I said no, because there wasn't. They said, well, do you mind if we take a look? I said, well, I'd like to exercise my right of, I was mistaken at the time. I said, because I was a little nervous, I said, my Fifth Amendment right of illegal search and seizure. Then they started laughing at me and said, do you even know what right you're talking about? I said, it doesn't matter what right I'm talking about. I know I have the right of to tell you no to illegal search and seizure. They got completely mad and said, so does that mean you have something to hide? I said, mm-hmm. No, I'm exercising my right, and I would like to be on my way. And I had to tell them about 4 times before they finally let me go.
Oh, they did let you go. So they knew perfectly well which constitution. They knew it was the Fourth Amendment, not the Fifth Amendment. They knew which ones they were going to violate, and they're not going to let you search. But they did. I'm surprised that they actually let you go. That's great. That's great that you stood up for it.
It seems like even standing up a little bit to some of these police officers, they're literally like shaking and afraid. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting, though, is I've never had a police officer ask me if I had narcotics or weapons in the car ever. It seems like if you're assertive with them but also nice and just say, you know, I actually know my rights, they won't mess with you in many ways. But at the same time, some of the real power tripping people, if you even mention the Constitution, they'll like kill you.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's important to have some film back up. I like the idea of having one of these online subscribing services like Ustream that we use for Dallas. I mean, if you pay for a subscription to some of these things, you can get a live stream, and you can say, you're live right now on television. You know, I've got people who know me, and it's going to be recorded. And that's the key thing, because they can take that phone away from you. So get some kind of subscription service, and there's several of them out there where it actually saves what you recorded as you're doing it. I think that's a key thing. Thanks, David. Let's go to Gray in Washington. Gray? Hey, Gray.
Yeah.
Are you there? Hey, how you doing?
Oh, great, great. I'm an artist living up in Seattle. I spend a lot of time thinking about what we can do.
I think you're on a speakerphone, Gray. Can you take that speakerphone off?
Sure.
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm an artist up in Seattle. I spend a lot of time thinking about the tyranny we live under and what we can do about it. I feel most people are unaware of it. But so it's kind of up to us who are aware of it to do something. So I came up with a mantra after much meditation, and that is, I refuse to participate in crimes against myself or others. And I think on religious grounds alone, you know, that's about all we have left. And when they divorce our rights from us, we're dead.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we have to not feed the monster.
That's right. It's very important that we stop and think about
this monster. We've created this monster as well with our apathy. And I think that, you know, it's time for us to fill up the jails.
You know, that I think is very important what you just said, in the sense that Alex will say to the police, you know, you've got to live in this kind of society that you're building. And when we were talking to Noel Sharkey the other day, I was saying that it's important to make these problems of what robots could be used for, and the way they could be used to conduct war against populations, for civil unrest. But we need to talk to the engineers. It's not the politicians so much that I think we're going to get anything from, but we need to talk to the people who are actually making this possible, just like talking to the police or talking to the sheriffs and saying, this is a society that you have to live in. Think about the ethical consequences of what you're doing here when you create this robot for DARPA. This isn't simply a science project. This has real-world ethical consequences that are going to be far-reaching for you and everybody that you know.
Not to mention, you're actively participating in this entire beast system.
Yes.
You are apathetic, or when you feed into it. Mm-hmm. For example, when you go, you know, and you go and watch television all day and watch the mainstream news, you're feeding into their advertising market, or, you know, you're reading the garbage mainstream news on a daily basis, and you're not sharing real alternative media.
That's right.
We can dominate them and completely destroy them, but it requires readers. You know, it requires a massive fan base, which Alex has here on, you know, the Alex Jones Show, and also on InfoWars and everything like that, and even, you know, smaller alternative websites are just blowing up. But if you're feeding into the system on a daily basis, or if you're a government worker and you know what you're doing is wrong, I mean, some of the NSA people send emails and say, I know what I'm doing is wrong, but I have a family to feed. Well,
right.
Guess what?
Right.
I mean, you're feeding, first of all, you're feeding them GMOs and garbage that the government's giving you anyway. But on a secondary basis, you're not going to be feeding them for that much longer if, you know, you continue to destroy this country and run it into the ground. You're part of the beast system. You are actually to blame when you're feeding into it. The only answer is, you're right, the caller's right, the only answer is to not partake in any attacks against ourselves and others. Because guess what? When you're with that system, you're attacking yourself too. On average, I think the biggest targets by the establishment are those that work with them: the police, the military, and the government workers. All three of those categories of people are under complete siege in ways that us, you know, citizens that are in those categories don't even understand. From the actual shots to the testing to the insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Testing plutonium and syphilis and all this insane stuff. The anthrax shots. They're actually being hit and targeted way more than we even are.
And we've seen the absolute contempt for people in the military from those in power, like that enact that kind of agenda.
Dogs, exactly. You know, to be used in foreign policy. They
we
think
saw that
complete
link.
Trash.
Absolutely.
And they join in. And I'm not, and, you know,
and they treat them like animals. Yes.
There's a lot of great military listeners and everything like that. They're awesome people. I'm saying you don't get power from joining the system and thinking, oh, well,
right,
I'm in the system, so you guys are losers, and I'm just trying to feed my family, and, you know, I'm ultimately powerful.
You those need to understand that they have nothing but contempt for you. And once they put in the robotic police force, the first people they're going to come after are the police. It's just like when a dictator comes in, the first people he goes for are the congressmen that he wants to get out of. I mean, we've seen that over and over again in history.
Well, not to mention, if you talk to a high-ranking police officer, They'll tell you the veterans, they're afraid of the veterans. The government issues warnings.
Yes.
Because they gave them the training the government gives to the military personnel, and they're afraid to even unleash them on society, because then they say, oh, the veterans, you know, they know how to use this, they know how to create a bomb, they know how to blow up a bridge, whatever, all this stuff. So they demonize them over and over and over again. So first they bring you in and say, yes, you're a great asset to the country. And then they betray you and say, you're the number one enemy. That's and right. All the police forces have been put on alert to, you know, always watch out for veterans because they've been trained by the government in the same training, and they're deathly afraid of anyone they've actually trained.
That's right. We see that happening over and over again. Thank you, Gray, in Washington, for calling. Let's go to Purple in Arizona. Somebody named Purple. Purple, you there?
Yes.
Hey.
Hi there.
What's on your mind?
In Aravaca, Arizona, we're having a march on the Border Patrol checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
There is a website for people to sign a petition anywhere in the country. Get on this website and sign the petition. There's two meeting places for the march, and it's on December 8th, this coming Sunday, in a couple of days. And every Sunday after that, there's going to be a meeting of, what is it called? Just a planning meeting.
So what are you guys standing for exactly? You're against what are you against?
Hey, the Border Patrol checkpoints.
And what are they?
All the way to Texas.
Are they stopping you, suspending the Fourth Amendment in your area? Is that what you're protesting there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What we were talking about before about the constitution-free zones?
So you're living in a constitution-free zone, you mean, where you have no Fourth Amendment?
I'm a couple miles from the border, and I'm in Tucson's enveloped.
Well, did you know that the DHS says exactly where you live that you don't have a constitution?
I do understand that, and that's what we're going to do. We are going to have our constitution and march on them and hand them the petition this Sunday.
Well, that's great. You know, I had somebody call when we were doing the show last week, and they were talking about moving against the NSA over the fact they're using 1.7 million gallons of water from a local community. That's something that the 10th Amendment Center is running, and I interviewed them on the nightly news. Yeah. So check that out. Local activism is very important.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, to
Alaska. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined here in studio with Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLeak. And we're taking your phone calls. Let's go to Ryan in West Virginia. Ryan.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
What you got?
Hi, I'm a college student here at WVU in Morgantown, and a couple callers ago, a guy called in about a cough issue, and this was not what I was originally calling in about, but I was pulled over one night for not having my headlight was out, which was, you know, a reason to be pulled over. The cop insisted that he smelled marijuana in my car, which was not the case. It was a little after midnight. Then he proceeded to say that I was nervous, and whenever he asked to search the car, I said, "Don't you need a warrant?" And he said, "Well, no, I'm just asking for permission." And I said, "Well, you know, you don't have it, you know." I said, "Because you're making this up." And it was like, you know, somebody let the air out of him. He like completely looked like he was deflated. Looked down. He said, "Well," he said, "I'm going to have to let you go." He says, "Because the dog's eating right now."
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, the cop issue around here is unbelievable.
He didn't tell you the dog was going to eat you? When I went to the NSA and we were arrested, he told me that, I'm lucky that I didn't go up to the actual center there, the little building where there was parked cars and stuff, because the dog would have completely eaten me if I went up to the little area over there. So I'm surprised he didn't tell you that the titanium-toothed dog was going to kill you.
Well, you know, I think it's important to always just stand up for our rights, even if they take us down, even if they ultimately prevail. I mean, just like going through the airport, you know, I just will not cooperate by going through the machines. I'm going to make it a little bit more difficult for them, even if it makes it more difficult for me to go through the pat down. You know, we just have to stand up for our rights. Let's go to Craig in New Mexico. Craig.
Hi. I have a police issue also. Back in the spring, I went to the pharmacy and I was carrying my gun because there's always junkies asking people if they have anything good for sale. And an undercover cop was behind me. And who actually, you know, said hi to me and shook my hand at the time, and I didn't realize he was a cop until I was leaving, and the pharmacist told me that I had an undercover police officer behind me when I was leaving for whatever reason. And as I left, he told the cop who I was, who went back to the station and looked me up, found that I had a ticket that I had paid. Everything was cool. He came to my house, said that I had a warrant out for me for not paying the ticket. I showed them the courtroom paperwork and the canceled check. They still hauled me off to jail. They charged me $282 to get out. And they also, when I went to get the money back, they told me that they had $280 worth of fees, and if I wanted to fight it, I had to sign this paperwork, which basically put me on probation.
Wow.
Telling them I had to give them a urine test, I was subject to search and seizure, and this is what they put me through at the station also.
Wow.
And the treatment at the station was unbelievable.
That's what we see over and over again, Craig, is that they will add additional charges to people. You're talking about them coming after you. There was a businessman just outside of Atlanta, and somebody called the police because there were a lot of indigent people that were laying out on the sidewalk. They called the police to deal with that. He had a permit to carry a gun. It was his property, and they arrested him for loitering. They didn't want it. He said, "I've got a gun." They told him that he had a gun when they asked, and he said, "I've got a permit for that." They didn't care. They took that. They even towed his car. So it's amazing. We see that over and over again.
Every single time, and then you actually stand up and you win. But it's only by exposing these people are we able to defeat them.
And the way we do that is by supporting the operation here. As I mentioned before, we've got a Christmas special for the nightly news for Prison Planet TV, because Prison Planet TV is a lot more than just the nightly news. It's where you'll see me and Jakari Jackson, who was on earlier with a Man on the Street interview. You can support that, and right now you can get that as a Christmas special for $39.95. So that's a great deal, and you can share it with other people. We'll be back tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.